Okay, today is Daf Kuf Zayin. We are on Daf Kuf Zayin. We're on the fourth line, where it says Amemar. Amemar pasak lahashmaitza drava b'hai lishna. Amemar said over Rava's psak in the following way. Amar Rava. Rava said Hilchasa talacha is Taam mikadesh. If somebody, you're not supposed to eat before kiddush. What if you did? Still, you make kiddush anyway. Taam mikadesh. Taam mavdil. If you ate before Havdalah, so you make Havdalah anyway. Mi shelo kiddush be'erev Shabbos. If for whatever reason somebody didn't make kiddush on Erev Shabbos, he forgot. He forgot whatever it is. He didn't make kiddush. He didn't have whatever it is. Mekadesh v'holech kol hayom kulo. You can make kiddush the rest of Shabbos. If the whole Shabbos to make kiddush. Mi shelo kiddush b'matzah Shabbos. If you didn't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. Mavdil v'holech kol hayom kulo. You can make Havdalah the whole day. What does the whole day mean? Right? The whole Sunday. You can make Havdalah the whole Sunday.
That's my practice when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos.
It's everyone's practice. What do you mean?
Well, because the next day is...
Now, the Gemara doesn't say anything about Wednesday. Rava said till Sunday, the whole day, which means you have the whole Saturday night, the whole Sunday. What about Sunday night?
Sunday night is Monday.
Too late. Says Tosfos, that's not right.
But we set up to Tuesday.
Oh, so Rava says up to Sunday. Says Tosfos in the Tosfos of Amemar.
We said that the first 3 days
were
counted.
Right. So he says the second line over there. V'hachi hilchasa. The halacha is. Kama, we hold like the first version, like we said yesterday, the Mavdil ad Revi b'Shabbos. You can make Havdalah until Wednesday. And that Tosis proves that's true. Like Rabbi Chia said before. Listen to this. Utishim of Shechalios b'Matzah Shabbos. When Tishim of falls out on a Sunday, so it's a Matzah Shabbos. It could be a Matzah Shabbos either because it's a Nidchit, a Sunday, or it really is Sunday. Either way. What happens when Shabbos is over on Tisha B'Av night? Did anybody make Havdalah? No. No Havdalah at all. You go straight into Tisha B'Av, and then Matzah Tisha B'Av, Sunday night, Nami Ragim Lahavdil Achar Tainas. We make Havdalah on Sunday night. How could you do that? According to Rava, it's Monday. How could you do that? So what do you see? Obviously it's till Wednesday night. V'chein B'seder Rav Amram. And Rav Amram Gon wrote the same thing. And therefore, that's the halacha. And when Tisha B'Av is on a Matzah Shabbos, you don't make Havdalah till Sunday. By the way, Yontif, if Shabbos is and a Yontif are back-to-back, meaning it's Shabbos and then Yontif, you do make Havdalah. We did that already. It's called Yak Nahaz. You do make Havdalah. If Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos and Sunday, then on Saturday night, Matzah Shabbos, you do make Havdalah.
Right.
There's just no B'samim. And we spoke about that. You do make Havdalah.
I'm talking about when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, and Sunday is Yom...
That's Havdalah for Yontif. That's not Havdalah for Shabbos. What if Yontif is on a Tuesday and a Wednesday? Wednesday night you make Havdalah.
Well, it's Shabbos as well.
What do you mean Shabbos as well?
So Saturday,
yeah.
Shabbos,
yeah.
Is Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So Sunday is Som Gedalia. So you can make...
It's impossible to... Oh, okay. No, it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. What do you mean? You make Havdalah, Matzah Shabbos. The fact that some Gedalia is Sunday, you're allowed to eat at night.
You're allowed to eat at night, but...
You can make Havdalah.
Yeah, I don't understand. I'll show what you're saying.
Havdalah, but...
The best house in the morning.
But if you're only making Havdalah in order to eat, and you don't want to eat because you've been stuffing yourself all...
So you still make Havdalah. You still make Havdalah. The only time you don't make Havdalah on a Matzah Shabbos, as far as I know, is Tisha B'Av. It's the only time you don't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. So what do you... The only time. The only time you don't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. What do? You make it Sunday night. So what do you see? That it, of course you can make it... It's Monday. Not a problem. Now, the Rishonim point out, well, why can't you make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos? Why not? What's stopping you? What? Yeah.
Because you can't drink the wine.
So what about making Havdalah and not drinking the wine? That's not an option. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make Havdalah on a kos and not drink it.
we have that. Whenever it's the 9 days.
What?
Whenever Shabbos falls during.
No, you can make it on Chamar Medina. We're going to get to that now. You can make it on something else. I mean, wine. This wasn't wine. This was anything. Whatever you make, on orange juice. So once you do that, schnapps. Beer. Once you do that, you can't drink it. No one's going to drink it.
We just said yesterday we had this whole thing where they were making benching on a coast and leaving the coast behind in Shul by Shalosh.
I know. We spoke about that. I don't have an answer for that yet still. And then, 1 second. What about giving it to a cotton to drink the wine? Or to drink the whatever it is? Not allowed to do that. Because he'll think, oh, you ought to eat on Tisha B'Av, especially if it's for a mitzvah. You can't do that. What about making Kiddush? What about making Avdallah Shabbos afternoon? Which you could do. You can make Avdallah, let's say, at the end of Shabbos, before Shabbos is really over, make Avdallah. And you can't make an Eish, but you can make Avdallah. And what the Rishonim point out, you can't do that, because then once you do that, you can't eat. Because then you've ended your Shabbos. You can't eat, so who's going to do that? Why should you stop eating an hour too earlier than you don't have to? Right? So therefore, there's no option. You have to eat, you have to make Havdalah on Sunday night. As far as I know, it's the only time you don't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. What do you see from here? That you can clearly make Havdalah until Wednesday. Okay. Now, Amri Le Mar Yenuka Umar Kashisha Bred Rav Chista L'Ravashi. So, Rav Chista had two children, and they both had the same name. Believe it or not. Yeah. They both had the same name. So one of them was called Mar Yenuka, the younger one, and one was called Mar Kashisha, the older one. So Machlokas, which one was the older one, which one was the younger one? Either the older one was the older one, or the younger one was the younger one, or the older one was the younger one, because he was, the one who was called Mar Kashisha is older, he's younger, he was born when Kishisha was older in life, later in life. So he's called the older one, even though he was younger. Okay, either way, anyway, that's why they don't have names. Mar Yenuka, the young one, or Mar Kashisha, the old one, Bred Rav Chista, the children of Rav Chista, L'Ravashi, they said to Ravashi the following story. Zimna Chada, one time, Ikla Amemar La'asrein, Amemar came to our town. V'lo Havi Lechamra. We didn't have any wine. I Sini Lei, look at that word Lei, we brought for him Shikra, we brought for him beer. Beer in those days was beer made out of dates. V'lo Avdil, he wouldn't make Avdil on that. Ubas tavas. And he wouldn't eat. He went to sleep that night without eating dinner. No malava malaka. Wouldn't do it. Lamachar, the next day, tarachna, we searched up and down. Va'aisini lei chamra. And we brought him wine. For avdal. And he made avdala. V'tar midi. And then he ate breakfast. Okay? Now, says the Rif, this halacha that he went to sleep without eating is only the night of Shabbos, only Matzah Shabbos. You don't have to fast for 3 days till Tuesday, Wednesday if you don't have the wine. Only Matzah Shabbos has to do that. Only Matzah Shabbos, if you don't have wine Sunday morning, you're allowed to eat breakfast. All right, he found wine, so he was lucky, but you don't have to do that. Says the Maram Chalava, you never have to do that. There's no halacha that you have to fast, if you don't have Havdalah. You know what the halacha is? If you have wine in the refrigerator, and you're not making Havdalah, yeah, then you can't eat till you make Havdalah. What are you schlepping for?
Is this like every other halacha because we're nervous that you're going to forget and not do it?
No, it's an issue of, we said yesterday, it's an issue of kavod. You don't eat before you do a mitzvah. So what are you sitting down to have a meal for? First make Havdalah. You don't have? Oh, you don't have. You have and you're not making Havdalah? Then you can't eat till you make Havdalah. What about a Meimar? He was Machmir. He was Machmir on himself. Didn't have. He still didn't eat. But you understand what's going on? He didn't have. He still didn't eat. If you have, why are you making Havdalah? You can't eat till you make Havdalah. You don't have? You don't have to fast. Not at all. You don't have? What are you supposed to do? You fast? You don't have to. You don't have lachah for fasting. Now, why did Meimar not eat? He was Machmir on himself. That's what the Rav Chalava says, and the Rav argues on that. The Shulchan Aruch says the following line. Im ein lo yayin, you don't have any wine, v'lo sheikhar v'sharm, you have nothing else, we're going to see in a minute, that Havdalah you can make on something else. Yesh omrim, some say, shemutu lo lechol, you're allowed to eat right away. Like the Rav Chalava. V'yesh omrim, shemitzat peshiyah lo lemachol, lo yochol ad she lemachol sheyadol. If you know you're going to have wine tomorrow, the wine store is open. You'll go buy wine in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. Then wait till tomorrow. then some say you shouldn't eat. But if you have no expectation for that either, you don't know halacha fasting. Now, listen, the story continues. Lashana, the next year, su ikle la asrein. He also came to our town. Came back to our town, Amemra. Came back to visit again. Lo havi lon chamra. We didn't have any wine. Again, we didn't have wine. I see no shichra. So we brought beer. So other people showed him ask. What do you mean you brought beer? You saw last year you wouldn't touch the beer. What are you bringing it again for? So Yemadayik, it doesn't say, I see ni le shichra. We brought for him beer. What does it say? We brought for ourselves beer. We held, you're allowed to use beer. So we brought beer. Didn't say anything about him. Him, we knew already he's not going to touch it. So we brought for ourselves. It's an unbelievable pickup. So now Mamar says, I hachi, this is a story over here, chamar medinahu. It's chamar medina. The beer is chamar medina. V'toa midi. And he tasted the chamar medina. Oh, I'll have that now. Okay? And from this following story, we learned three halachos. Shma mina, tlas. We learned three things. Shma mina, number one, hamavdil b'tfila, tzorach shi'avdil halachos. That if you mavdil on tfila, in Meir, if you say havdala, you still have to go home and say havdala again. How do we know that? How do we know that from this story? So like we said on Shabbos, Mistama Amemar Davin Ma'ariv. Who doesn't daven Ma'ariv? Matz Shabbos. So Mistama he daven Ma'ariv. That's number one. Number two, Shma Mina Aslan Ol Adam Yochal Kadam Shiavdil. You're not allowed to eat before Avdallah. Why not? You're not allowed to eat before you do B'dikas Chametz. Come home, do B'dikas Chametz, then eat. Right. So all the parameters, but that's the halacha. You wake up in the morning, it's time to put on a shekel lulav. You don't have to have a suda first. First, do the little mitzvah. Ushma mina number three, Mishlo Hivdil b'Matzah Shabbos, Mavdil v'Holech Kol Yom Kulo. If you don't eat on Matzah Shabbos, you can make Avdallah the whole following day. And Tosos points out, it's till Wednesday. It says Kol Yom Kulo because it happens to be in that story. He made Kiddush on. They made Avdallah on Sunday. Okay.
We also learned you can use
Chamar Medina. Why isn't that one on the list? Says the Rashbam. Listen to this. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam is right here. Gimel. Shmas Minot Tlas. Gimel Dvarim B'Sidure Havdala. These are three halachos in, I'm not sure what Sidure Havdala means, but what liquid, what drink you could use for Havdala is not part of Sidure Havdala. Therefore, it's not on the list. He's going to address it. Afa Gaf Shmina Minei D'Mavdilin Al Chamar Medina. You could also learn from the story, you could use Chamar Medina. Af Al Pi She'eno Yayin, even though it's not wine. Lo Chashiv, that's not on the list. The law Iri Ella Beseder Havdalah. Because it's only talking about things we learned about how to make Havdalah. Or the requirements for Havdalah. But the requirements for the drink we don't mention. Inami, listen to Inami or Milsa de Pshitahu. It's obvious that you could use Chamar Medina. Shmami no, we learn from here. It's obvious. The Kivin de Ein Yayin Achar Beir. Since you don't have wine in the city, Tov lo shi Havdal al Shecha, Mishal Havdal Klal. Better to use that than not to make Havdalah at all. It seems to be, and I'm not big on Chamar Medina, I don't know the halacha, I didn't look it up, I didn't have a chance. It seems to be that Chamar Medina should not be used if you have another option. That's what it sounds like. I don't mean to say a chumrah. If the halacha is you can use Chamar Medina, lichatchila, go right ahead. But it seems to be from this Gemara that really, if you don't have wine, better to do Chamar Medina than not to do Havdalah at all. But if you have wine, it's preferable. Okay, so what do you do in Matzah Shabbos on 9 days and you don't have wine? You're not allowed to drink it. Okay, it could very well be that halacha is that even if you have wine, you can use Chamar Medina if you want to. It could be. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to throw Chamar Medina under the bus. I don't want to do that. But from the Gemara, it seems, from here, that it's only really a bidyevet. No, am I wrong? That's what it sounds like. Again, I don't want to throw Chamar Medina under the bus. If people do it, and if that's their minhag, they must have who to rely on it. I don't know the whole story. But it seems from here that it's really a bidyevet. If you don't have, you don't have. But if you have, it's preferable.
Art Scroll is saying that in the Ritz version of the Gemara, this Shma Mina comes before the return of Amenav the following year, and therefore it is just talking about...
Oh, interesting.
The
uh-huh. That was the Ritz Girsa. Interesting. Okay, now that we've spoken about Chamar Medina, so what about Chamar Medina for Kiddush? How about Chamar Medina for Kiddush? Only for Havdalah? Now, Chamar Medina on Shabbat...
Why do we keep thinking that we can extrapolate from Havdalah to Kiddush?
Because it's really two sides of the same coin.
It's really not. One is Kiddusha, one is Mavdal.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. It's you inaugurate Shabbos with Kiddusha, and you say goodbye to Shabbos with Kiddusha. It's really... That's why some hold Havdalah as Daraisa. That's why some hold Havdalah. The big nafkamina is women. Do women have to hear Havdalah? Because if Havdalah is only the Rabbanon, and it's a mitzvah of Grama, it's not tied to the other mitzvahs of Shabbos, then maybe they're putter. It's all lomdash stuff.
The obvious thing is malacha. You could do malacha without hearing Havdalah.
That's right.
But Shabbos starts whether you make Yiddish or not.
Correct. Correct. Right. So, now, yeah.
Is that true? I mean...
What? You can do malacha if you don't make Havdalah, right? If you make Havdalah by Tuesday, you can still make, because you can do malacha. But Shabbos starts when you make Kiddush.
But there's two parts of Havdalah. The first one is in Shul, or you say Baruch Hamadir. You're acknowledging that you're now in Chol.
It's true, there are two parts to Havdalah. There's the Shul part and the home part. It's true. Why do you need two times? I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. If you didn't daven on Moshe Shabbos and you didn't make Havdalah, on Tuesday can you do Malacha?
100%.
Okay.
100%. But I'm saying there's a two-step process for Havdalah. You don't have to by Kiddush. I don't know. It's all these lundish things. The Baron Eir of Chista, Mehun of Chista, Mal le Kedushe Ashikhwa. How about making Kiddush on date beer? Amari, what's that? Hashta, 1 second. Uma par zuma. Barley beer, viteini or fig beer, vaasni or berry beer, made out of berries, debay minay meirav, virav meiravchia, revchia meirebi, velo pashat lei. And we didn't have an answer to those questions, so shechum yibaya. So you can ask me about beer? For sure not. So that question gets unresolved. Savar minay, he thought to say, kedushi hudula maktashin on a lei. You can't make kiddush on these things, because it's not wine. Aval avdulim avdulinan. But havdali you could. So Amalei Rav Chista, Hachiyom Arav, Kishem Shem Makajin Olav, Kachem Avdin Olav. Just like you can't make Kiddush on them, you can't make Havdalah on them. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Tachlifa, Baravimi, Amar Shmuel, Kishem Shem Makdishin Olav, Kach Ein Mavdilin Olav. Just like you can't make Kiddush on them, you can't make Havdalah on them. Levi, Shadart Le, now I'm not 100% sure why this story is brought here, because if you hold, you can make Kamar Medina on Havdalah, so you could. Kiddush you can't, although Shabbos morning you can make Kiddush on schnapps. Where'd that come from? You can't make Kiddush on Shabbos morning on orange juice, but you can make Kiddush on schnapps. L'chachil you could do that. So, there's no reason you can't do it. The only hak is if you have to have revi'ez or not. If you have revi'ez, you for sure can do it. So what's that? It's Chamar Medina, 100%. But you can't make other Chamar Medinas. I don't know, you can make Kiddush on orange juice Shabbos morning? You can't do that. But you can make it on schnapps. There's no shaila about that. There's no chumra about that. L'chachila, you could do it. I'm not 100% sure. Friday night, you can't do that. It has to be wine. Anyway, listen to the story. Levi shadalei l'rav, shichwa. Levi sent to Rav certain beer, bar tlesar megani. Some 13, it was processed 13 times. Very good beer.
Strained
13 times. Taimei, he tasted it. Habasim Tuva, it was fantastic. Amar, he said, Kigon Zeh, Royal Lakarish, love, Velomo, love, Kol Shiros, Vishbachos, Shabalom. This is worthy to drink this and say all the Shiros and Vishbachos of the world. What an unbelievable drink. This is fantastic. Balila, that night, Tyre, he had a stomachache. After drinking all that beer, he had a stomachache. Amar, he said, Misran Umafayis, which the Rashbam says is a question. Misran Umafayis, which means, Bitmiya, the chimisha mitzar roi who laughs the arts of the Kodesh Baruch Hu lomol of Kiddush, something that's giving me such a stomachache, I should make Kiddush on this? Of course not. Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, listen to this. Listen to how the Amorim speak about beer. It is date beer, right? Adur berabim, I'll make a neder berabim, which I can never get out of that. Velo ishti b'shechwa, I'll never drink beer. Amar Rava. Ishti mezruyin. I'd rather drink flax water, which is probably not so good. Full ishti shirchah, rather than drink beer. That's how much I can't stand beer. Omar Rava, tevishikyua shirchwa man de mekadesh hashirchwa. I think it means somebody should become poor if they drink beer. Right. No, right. So Rashi, Rashbam says it should be poor. So cheap. Ani haya. Shani yiyya. Shal yachal liknos yayim. You can't buy wine. Mida keneged mida. Right? You don't want to buy wine? A mida keneged mida. You won't be able to afford wine. Right? You do like that. Rav. Ashechei Rav Huna. I think it means Rav Huna found Rav. The Kaddish Ashechwe. He was making Kiddush on beer. Amar lei. Shari Abba. Abba's Rav. Shari Abba lik mikne astre mishichwa. I think it means you went into the beer business, now you're selling beer for a living, so now you're a big shot, now you're drinking beer? Okay.
Where does Abba come into it?
Abba's his name. Rav's name was Abba.
Oh, Rav.
That's why it says Rav Ashkei Ravuna, which means Rav found Ravuna, but I think it's the other way around. Rav, he found, Ravuna found Rav, so it's backwards, so he called him Abba, that's his name. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Ein mekach el al yayin. You only make a bracha, you only make kiddush on wine. You only make a bracha on wine, which is a funny statement. What do you mean you only make a bracha on wine? What does that mean? You don't make a bracha on beer or water, you don't make a shahakal? Now you only say, let's bring out a kosher bracha, only wine. Only on wine. Which is why every time there's a simcha, you only have wine. A bris mila, a wedding, a sheir brachas, a pidyon ben, it's always wine. That's something else. It's always wine. Tanar Banan. Ein mekachin al sheikhar. You don't make kiddush on beer. Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amru, mekachin. You can. Mat'imas yayin kol shehu. How much wine do you have to drink at kiddush? Says Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda. I'm sorry. Says the Tanakama, kol shehu. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Omer, Malei Lugmav. A Malei Lugmav, which is less than a Revius. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, V'chein Tani, Rav Gidol, de Minarash. He said the same thing. Hamakadesh, V'tam, Malei Lugmav, Yatza. V'yim Lav, Lo Yatza. You have to drink a Malei Lugmav, you're Yotze. If not, you drank too little, you're not Yotze. So, the Rashbam says over here, that's the Halacha. If you didn't drink a Malei Lugmav of Kiddush, you're not Yotze. Right? It's less than a Revius. And the Rashbam says that the person who makes Kiddush doesn't have to be the one to drink the entire Malei Lugmav. The Malei Lugmav can be divided up among all the people at the table. Right? That's what the Rashbam says here. However, there are those that argue. The Gaonim seem to argue on that. And they said that's only by other brachas. A shaver brachas, you could do that. By a bris mila, maybe you could do that. But not by Kiddush. By Kiddush, the person who makes the bracha himself has to be the one to drink the whole thing. Malei Lugmav. The Rosh seems to say the same thing. He said, Ein shtiyas shnei anashim mitztarfel Malei Lugmav. You can have two people drink a Malei Lugmav? Absolutely not. Elo yishte adam echad shir zeh. One person has to drink that shir. Lefisha tzayitarach shiyena adam mikol shal bracha. A person has to have enough from a kol shal bracha. How do you ever know? You drink a tiny sip and then give it to your wife and she'll drink the whole thing. What kind of thing is that? Right?
Do they distinguish between Friday night and Shabbos day?
No.
We don't hold like this.
We don't hold this. Well, 1 second. I'm just telling you, the Rishonim didn't hold it. The Rishonim after didn't agree with it. Upachos mi Malei Lugmav, less than a Malei Lugmav, ein zeh shtiyah shel hanah. It's not a drinking of hanah. However, the Rashba says, no, in the name of Tosvos, that you're allowed to be mitzarif, shir, Malei Lugmav, mikol asam mesubim. You can use the shir Malei Lugmav from all those that are mesubim with you, that are sitting with you at the table, and everyone can drink a little bit. That's how we generally paskin, I believe, right? You don't have to drink it yourself. You want to be yotze the shittim of the other rishonim, that's fine, but you don't have to. I think the halacha is you're allowed to divide up the coast to Malei Lugmav amongst all the people that are there. Okay. Now just one more thing. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Ana Tanina Le Lo Gidol bar Menasya Vlo Gidol bar Menyune Elo Gidol Stama. I didn't know which Rav Gidol that was. There's a few Rav Gidol. I didn't know which one it was. Is it Rav Gidol bar Menasya, Rav Gidol bar Menyune? I didn't know. I never heard it was Rav Gidol Stam. Why not? You know what's the difference? No, the difference is Lememre Didei Adidei. Because if you find another member of Rav Gidol bar somebody that's going to contradict this, they run into a problem. But if it's a different Rav Gidol, it's not a problem. It's a different person. So I don't know which one of Gidol it was. So I'm just letting you know. I don't know which Rav Gidl it was. I heard this in the neighborhood. I don't remember which Rav Gidl it was. So if you have a statement from Rav Gidl that contradicts it, you have to make sure it's not the same person. Otherwise, you have a problem. Okay. And that ends this sugya of Kiddush and Avdallah. And now we're back to Erev Pesach. Back to Erev Pesach. The Mishnah said, a long time ago, like 10 days ago, the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to eat from Mincha time and on Erev Pesach. Why? Why are you not allowed to eat from Mincha time and on Erev Pesach? So you have an appetite for what? For the Seder. You have an appetite for the Seder. Right? Presumably for the Seder. Right? And the Rashbam said, listen to this Rashbam. This is a staggering Rashbam. I don't remember Michael said it on, it was like the day after Purim. Right? Lo yochel Adam. Right? So what, why, you shouldn't eat past Mincha? Why not? Reading the Rashbam. Rashi, which we never read Rashi here in this parak, Rashi says the same thing. He says, Kidei sheyochel matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavon. You should eat matzah b'teyavon. Mizein says three words. Misham hiddur mitzvah. It's a hiddur mitzvah to come to the Seder with an appetite. It's a fascinating, fascinating application of hiddur mitzvah. We think hiddur mitzvah is always spending more money to make it more beautiful. That's true. That's also true. I have an esrog. I can buy an esrog for $10. Hiddur mitzvah, spend a little more. You can get a mezuzah, a very cheap mezuzah. Spend a little more, get a nice mezuzah. Here it's hiddur mitzvah in how you eat and for on Erev Pesach, come to the Seder. It's unbelievable fart. What? Because we always think of hiddur mitzvah in terms of money. It's not always about money. It's not always about money. You can have hiddur mitzvah in your attitude. You can have hiddur mitzvah in how you behave. You can have hiddur mitzvah in other things.
You can have hiddur mitzvah on esrog, and I don't like it. I don't think it looks good.
Because, but you spent more money on it.
No, you don't. Not necessarily.
What do you mean? If an average esrog cost $40, the cheapest one, so spend more. Hiddur mitzvah. We always think of it in terms of cash.
That's the practical application. But let's say you have two tablecloths in your house, and one has stains on it.
Right.
The other one doesn't.
Right.
So you put that nicer one.
Correct.
Hiddur mitzvah, even though they both cost you the same amount.
Correct. That's a good thing. Right. That's right.
Someone who's matzneh to make sure his hands are absolutely dry before he does the seal to your dime, and he wraps a towel around it. Is that a hiddur mitzvah, or is it just being
anal retentive? I don't know. It's a good question. But it's a very interesting application of hiddur mitzvah having nothing to do with money. It's an attitude. I'm not eating that. If I eat that, I'm not gonna come to the Seder like a good person. I'm not gonna touch that now. I'll wait. Right? It's very interesting. A hiddur mitzvah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Anyway, so Ibayalu. Now we know that in the calendar there are two minchas. There's a mincha gedola and a mincha kitana. Mincha gedola is at 12:30. Assuming a day starts at 6 and ends at 6. It's a 12-hour day. A mincha gedola is at 12:30. And mincha kitana is at 3:30. Okay? And the day ends at 6. So when do I have to stop eating? Now we said, samach lemincha. Near mincha. What's near mincha? So I think we said already, a half hour. So now, am I stopping to eat at noon, which is a half hour before 12:30, or am I stopping to eat at 3, which is a half hour before Mincha Ketana? Which Mincha is it? Right? So, Ibayalahu, Samach Mincha Gedola Tanan? Is it Mincha Gedola? Dilma, Samach Mincha Ketana Tanan? Or is it Mincha Ketana? Which one? Samach Mincha Gedola Tanan? Is it Mincha Gedola? Umishum Pesach? And the issue is, Why can't I eat? Why can't I eat? Why not? And the answer is, nothing to do with hiddur mitzvah. Nothing to do with that reason. The reason is, it's time for the Karban Pesach now. Once 12 o'clock, once noon comes, you can go bring the Karban Pesach. Umishum Pesach, dilma osi lemimshach, v'osi lemnuy v'lavet pischa. You're going to be so busy eating, having a suda, you're not going to bring the Karban Pesach. You're going to forget. You're going to forget to bring the Karban Pesach.
Let me say, because it's a couple word that somebody will remember.
I guess you're saying, we're going to reject this. That's the Havamina. It's the first mincha because of Karban Pesach. Says Tosfos, well, what if you're the first guy to bring the Karban Pesach? 12 o'clock, you're right there, you're the first guy in line. So then go have your Suda. You brought it already. What's the hack? I brought my Pesach already. Why can't I have a Suda now? 12 o'clock, I brought the Karban Pesach. 12:15, I'm home. Why can't I have a Suda now? Says Tosfos, Afilu Acher Shiasa Pesach, even you did the Pesach already. Osir, Kadesh, listen to this. I'm not sure what he means. Kadesh Lo Yimaher Lechol. You're going to be, you know, now you have this massive, beautiful Karban Pesach in front of you. You're going to be, Shlo Yimaher Lechol V'yasa Pesach Shlo Karoi. Because what he's saying is, you have the Suda at home, you're rushing to home for the Suda, you're going to botch up the Karban Pesach, because you're running home for the Suda. So there's no eating a Suda. Either before you eat the Suda, you can't, before you bring the Karban Pesach, you can't have a Suda, maybe you'll miss the Karban Pesach. After bringing the Karban Pesach, also not, because we're afraid, oh, I have that big Suda waiting for me, I'm going to rush the Karban Pesach over here, and make some mistake. So don't have a Suda on your head. There's no Suda. No eating, no Suda. Is that what's going on? If that's what's going on, oh, Dilma, or maybe, Samach L'mincha Ketana Tanan. No, it's 3 o'clock is the issue. What happened between the 12 o'clock or right ahead? 3 o'clock is the issue. U'misha Matzah. The Mishnah because of Matzah. Dilma Asi Lamech Le'Matzah Achila Gasa. Maybe you'll eat the Matzah and Achila Gasa. And therefore, Dilma Asi L'mich Le'Matzah Achila Gasa. You'll come to eat the Matzah as an Achila Gasa. Why don't we say you'll come to eat why don't we say that maybe you'll come to eat the Karban Pesach as Achila Gasa? You hear what he's asking? The issue is the matzah. There are two things you have to eat Pesach night. The matzah and the Karban Pesach. Say, well, if you stuff yourself in the day, you're not going to eat the matzah b'ti avon. What about the Karban Pesach b'ti avon? So the Rashbam gives two answers. First of all, the Karban Pesach was never eaten b'ti avon. It was always eaten at the end of the Suda. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. That's first of all. Second of all, he says, I don't know if this is true, he says, no. He says that eating bread, eating a little bit, will make you not want to eat matzah. But it won't not make you want to eat meat. And therefore, the only issue is the matzah. Eating a little bit and getting full will turn you off from bread, from matzah. It won't turn you off from meat. That doesn't happen. Is that true? Here he says, Lagabi matz lechem, havi achila gasa ba achila muetes nakan matzah. Here it is. His afila bisman de leka pesach, even there's no carbon pesach, mishon achilas matzah mir ikka de lo havi achila, yeah. Where is it saying over here? Ah, nihi nami de mishon pesach ikka le mechlas achila gasa. What about carbon pesach? He says, no, afagaftu dinecha ala sova, achila gasa mir ina achila. Even though you have to eat matzah, you have to eat Karban Pesach on a full stomach, so it's not going to be the achila gasa. It's not a problem. Ubekachim el mishum delgabi lechem have achila gasa by achila matzah not a matzah. Only by lechem such a problem. I don't know where he gets that from. I don't know why. Is that true? That's what he says. So we don't want your eating to be an achila gasa. What does achila gasa mean? I'm forcing myself, right? I'm forcing myself to eat. So of course, there's a famous Tosfos here that he says there are two types of achila gasas. There's a achila gasa where you can eat a little more, like on Yom Kippur. You eat a achila gasa, you're not chayav eating on Yom Kippur. It's not enjoyable. It's not eating. It's not. And then there's two levels, two stages. You can have a little more, and then your mom is stuffed. You can't eat a thing. Okay. Okay. Now where are we? Amar Ravina. Ravina said, "Tashma, afilo kippas ham." So let's start being a riot. Which mincha are we talking about? The first mincha or the second one? So let's try to bring him right. Toshma, Afilo Gripas HaMelech, even Agrippas the king, who was sort of Jewish, he thought he was Jewish, that Shuraga Lechol B'Teisha Shos Osa Hayom, Lo'yachal HaShadech Shach. Even a guy like Agrippas, who didn't even, he never ate till the third hour, till 3 o'clock. The Rashbam says he was a king, he woke up late, he never had a suit till the third hour, till 3 o'clock. He never ate till 3 o'clock. Even him, he can't eat. Now, I Amrit B'Shalom HaSabach L'Mincha Ketana Tanan. If you're telling me that we have to stop eating at 3 o'clock, that's why it makes sense. You have to stop eating at 3 o'clock. Even here, Grievous can't eat at 3 o'clock. That makes perfect sense. But if we're just stopping at noon, what are you telling me about a Grievous at 3 o'clock? There's nothing to do with that. No shaykhs, right? My rebuse da Grievous. What are you telling me about a Grievous? Chal Israel Meikara. At 12 o'clock already, you have to stop. What are you telling me about him? 3 o'clock. Ella Samach Lincha Ketana Tanan. So the bottom line is, it's mincha ketano, very good. Sof, marabusa de grifas, having matalez manishua. What are you telling me about a grifas for? What are you telling me about him for? That he has to stop eating at 3 o'clock? Stop eating at... Everyone has to stop eating at 3 o'clock. Why is he different? Why is he different? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why he's different. I would have thought, Teisha shows la grifas. Arba shows didon. No, because since grifas woke up at who knows when, he's a king, he woke up very late. His eating at 3 o'clock is like our eating in the breakfast. So really he's eating breakfast, so it's not gonna stare him from having a good seder. So therefore he's allowed to eat at 3 o'clock. Kamash Malone, he's not allowed to eat at 3 o'clock. No way. You're not allowed to. Okay? Good? Mm-hmm. Good. And that's how we hold. And we hold that you shouldn't eat once 3, whatever, not 3 o'clock. It's going to be later than that because the day doesn't end at 6. The day ends like 7 something. It's close to 8. So it's going to be later than that. What does it mean you shouldn't eat? What does that mean you shouldn't eat? Well, it's nothing to eat anyway, right? Because you can't wash anyway on anything. You can't have bread and you can't have matzah. So nothing to wash on anyway. So, Rav Yitzchak, Amar Biyosi, whatever, Aval Matbil Hu B'mini Targima. You're allowed to have Mini Targima. You don't have to fast. What's Mini Targima? Says Rashbam, it's Peros U'Basar below Lechem. It's Peros and Basar without Lechem.
What did they say, Matzah Shira?
The whole discussion of Matzah Shira. Whole discussion if you can allow to eat that in Erev Pesach. Ashkenazim do not. Do not at all. It's a whole machlokas if you can do that. And it says dipping because everything was eaten with a dip. So you can have peros, you can have bread, meat. Tosfos says that generally mini tagima means something that's mizonos, which is a problem. So Mrs. Rashbam doesn't say that. He says peros and meat, right? Rabbi Yitzchak metabel biyarki. Rabbi Yitzchak used to have some vegetables. Tanya Namihachi, Hashamash Matbil B'nei Me'ayin, he would dip in some kind of, the B'nei Me'ayin, some kind of innards, like some kind of meat. V'nothin L'fnei Orchim, he would give it to the guests. Now, you don't have to fast. You don't have to starve yourself. You're allowed to eat something. You can have a suda, right? Afal Pishin Raila Dover, Zechla Dover, Shnemar, it says, Niru Lachem Nir, Val Tizru El Kotzim. Niru Lachem Nir, which means plow for yourself the plowing, and don't plant the Kotzim, don't plant the thorns. What that means is, says the Rashbam, Tosfos argues, what it means is that when you eat a little bit, it'll make you more excited to eat at the Seder. So don't starve yourself. That's not good. Eat something. Don't eat a lot, though, because it'll make yourself a, what do you call it? Don't eat too much. That's not right. Eat a little bit. Have a little bit of a what do you call it? Have a little bit of a suda. Have a little bit something to eat. And that'll draw the apple. Just like plowing and then planting makes the field grow even better. Rava Havishasi Chamra Kuli Maliyama De Pitzcha. Rava used to drink wine the whole Erev Pesach. Kiecha Dinagarare Lulibe. So it should make his heart draw it. Lenecha Matzah Tvela Orta. He'd have a greater Taivati Matzah at night. He'd have a greater Taivati Matzah at night because he drank wine. That was a way to get his juices flowing and get his excitement going for the Seder. So you should do that. You should do that. To starve yourself is not good. Everyone knows that's not good. To pig out, also not good. Eat something. Come to the Seder like a normal person. You'll have a good appetite for the Seder. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.